Cold Lake, more food trucks, more entertainment and now fireworks. There is no better way to wrap up the summer and prepare for fall than a party on the beach. The Cold Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce is excited to announce the return of Feast at the Beach for its third year. The two-day event held at Kinosu Beach starts at 2 p.m. on September 1st, and at 11 a.m. on September 2nd, with activities on both days wrapping up at 7 p.m. There will also be a fireworks display beginning around 10:30 p.m. on Saturday evening to close the festival. The first Feast at the Beach was held in 2019, and it certainly exceeded our expectations with how well it went and how well it was attended, said Ryan Lefebvre, president of the Cold Lake Chamber. Everyone is back from summer vacation, getting ready for school and such, so it was a good final summer party. Lefebvre says the chamber is slowly building and learning from previous year's events. I think this will be the best one yet. We have the most food trucks we've had since we started. We're going to have 12 this year, which is exciting, he noted. There will be some of the old favorites that have come every year, but we are going to have some new ones too. While there will be delicious food items on the menu, the chamber president says families are welcome to bring their own snacks and meals with them. Come down and check it out. It's free admission. If someone wants to bring their own food and sit on the beach and listen to the music, they can do that. They don't have to buy stuff, they don't have to go into beer gardens, those are totally up to them. So, I mean really there's no losing, said Lefebvre. There will be roving entertainment all weekend, with the main stage performances beginning at 5 p.m. on Friday and at noon on Saturday. All of the artists and entertainers performing at the festival are being brought in from outside of the region by the chamber. With the largest kid zone to date, Feast on the Beach is a perfect event for the whole family. New to this year's kid zone will be some silly scientists who will be putting on silly science stations and shows for kids. A unique early evening pyrotechnics show will also be put on for kids who aren't necessarily able to stay up to watch the full fireworks display taking place at dusk on Saturday, noted Lefebvre. Members of the Indigo Circus will be back for a third year and will be walking among the crowd, sometimes on stilts, to awe audiences with their magnificent tricks and skills. Speaking to why it is so important for the Cold Lake Chamber to put on such a large-scale event for the public, Lefebvre said, Our businesses, our members don't exist without the community and the people in it. He continued, hosting Feast at the Beach was an opportunity to be able to put a festival together, to provide something free, give back and just show our appreciation for our community and the people that spend money in our businesses. Rain or shine, Feast at the Beach is a great event for everyone looking for a great way to wrap up the summer on a high note.